Hey there, it's Erica Vohl. I am a confidence and well-being coach and a certified human design guide, and welcome to Unfolding. I work with women in midlife so that they can say no to what drains them because they start to trust their decisions and understand their unique strengths. And together we clear old patterns and they learn how they're designed to make confident decisions and start putting themselves first. I believe your human design is your roadmap and your permission to do things differently and confidently. I want to note that today's episode is a story about burnout, my experience in burnout. And while I never felt suicidal, I did feel intense feelings of despair and loss of hope, along with other physical symptoms. If you're in the middle of feeling burned out, I really advise you to seek professional help. I'm a trained and certified life coach, and I'm also trained to know that when you're in something as serious as burnout, that you need professional help that is beyond my training. There are many therapists available to help you work through these feelings and help you not just to heal from the psychological effects, but also the physical effects of burnout. Please know that you are not alone and don't need to face this alone. Please seek out professional help from someone trained to help you. And now on today's episode. This is a quote that I love from one of my clients. I'm ironically unavailable to everyone because I'm trying to be available to everyone. I love this quote and I feel it so deeply even after the last 4 years. I tell a shortened version of this story when I'm presenting a workshop, but I have felt called to share it now, my full story of how I came to human design and how I came to where I am today. I wrote this episode while I was laying in bed dealing with yet another cold. I've been burning the candle at both ends a bit too much lately. I work my day job and I come home many days to work on my business, meet with a client, or a few weeks ago, host a workshop. I'm such a generator that when I'm lit up, I feel like I have never-ending energy. And working with clients, presenting at workshops, and working on my business light me up so much, and I just go with it. Sometimes to the point that 5 days later, I end up sick. And when I talk about the types and even the centers, which are the shapes in your human design chart, I touch on rest and bedtime routines, which are helpful, especially when we talk about kids. And I talk about how rest is important for each of the types, but in different ways. And I know that I can get glossed over. I can know these things, but breaking old habits for myself is part of my life's work. And running myself ragged and not listening to my body is what has gotten me to where I am today. This isn't a story of how I've done it all right, and not in the sense that I worked 80 hours a week in a totally hyper-masculine way. No, I literally burned out. Clinically burned out. So my story starts in 2022, probably even before that. And we were in that weird space between sort of returning to the office and being hybrid. And I was leading a team without being a manager, but that's a whole other story. We were adjusting to what life looked like in this new environment and how to do the work we needed to do. And meanwhile, I was being asked to be in charge of projects around our building, cleaning out storage spaces and figuring out different spaces that we could work. I had been taught to say yes because I learned that if I said yes to things, that would get me noticed and that would get me the recognition I thought I needed. And setting boundaries was something that I thought you did when you wanted to be stuck in your job and never move forward. And boundaries were for home, not the workplace. I learned how wrong I was. That aim to please and always say yes at almost all costs cost me my health and my mental health. I had felt inklings of burnout in 2021, but I figured that's what everybody else was feeling. We were still in the thick of this pandemic. 2020 had totally messed with our heads. I thought I just wasn't handling it as well as others, which totally felt like a flaw. I should have it more together, I kept thinking. And for almost a year, I was spiraling and I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. I was trying to meditate, but it wasn't working. I was trying to do Pilates and yoga every morning, and yet I was gaining more than 20 pounds. I was still going for regular walks when I could. I didn't know what the heck was wrong with me. I have an amazing therapist who told me in the spring of 2021 that I needed to get away and to take a break for a few days. So I booked my first solo retreat, and I felt so alive and so relaxed when I came home. And I held on to that feeling for a while, but one of the things about burnout is when you go back to the same situation, it becomes just that, a break. But after a while, that same feeling that I couldn't handle things that used to seem so normal, especially at work, that kept coming up and I felt like I was drowning in this thick mud. I would get a breath of fresh air maybe on the weekends or a long weekend, and then I would feel pulled back down again. And I want to acknowledge that not everybody feels burnout at work. Burnout can happen when you have a combination of a lot of things, and it wasn't just work that was happening. It was stuff happening in my family and things that I was just not setting good boundaries. I honestly could not figure out what was going on with me because no amount of self-care was making me feel better. So I deepened my spiritual practices and I learned so much about the sacred feminine and the patriarchy. And still, I felt like I was continuing to sink. In fact, I think my grasping for something that would help was also making things worse because I felt so out of place. And then in April of 2022, shit got really, really real. I was doing an equinox ceremony a few weeks after it had been recorded, but it was like the perfect timing for me. I was home alone to do the ceremony, and this soul journey meditation was freaking amazing. I felt so alive and so transported after that ceremony. Then I was refilling my water glass at the refrigerator, and I heard this voice whisper, "Gather the women." I turned around wondering if I had left the TV on. I wondered if somebody had come into my house. I had not left the TV on, and yet I heard it again. "Gather the women." And it was louder this time. And for a few days, I heard this voice. And as I began to explore her, she was this voice of a wise woman who I started to feel was one of my guides. Her voice was so comforting, and I sensed I wasn't alone, but it was also pushing me towards something. I didn't know what to do with it, so I shared it with my therapist. And she asked me to explore it deeper during our session, and I started to realize that I was feeling this calling to explore something more. And it was this like inkling of maybe becoming a coach and what it would look like. But then my mind got really involved because I could not handle it. My mind could not handle this. It went into overdrive. How could I, who was mired in these feelings of burnout, become a coach? Who would want to be coached by somebody who didn't have it all figured out? And little did I know that I was learning so much from my experience that makes me a better coach today. After about 3 weeks from that experience of that voice calling me to gather the women, I had a breakdown at work after a tense interaction with a patron. All of that pressure and that feeling of being sucked down into thick mud broke me. I had officially hit my rock bottom. I took some time off. And during a session with my therapist, she said I was burned out. She had been seeing it for a while, but I had been looking outside of myself to heal. And then I broke down at my yearly wellness visit with my doctor. And she told me the exact same thing. She told me I was burned out, but this time she was even more blunt with me than my therapist had been and told me I needed to take an extended period of time off. Totally freaked me out because I didn't have that much time banked. But she and my therapist worked together to get me medical leave. And like I said earlier, I was never suicidal. I just didn't know how I was going to get out of the mire. I thought that there would be a day where I would never be able to get out of bed and that I would sleep all day long. That sounded so amazing. I just wanted the weight lightened for one day. So I began the long process of healing from burnout that involved rest, time alone, healing from a foot injury, because what better time to have a foot injury than in the middle of healing from burnout, and some medicine journeys. So it was during this process that my therapist suggested I check out my human design. I was healing and I was getting better, but I was also hitting a lot of the same walls over and over and over. And I thought this would be like, eat right for your blood type. I was a little skeptical. And then I was pleasantly surprised when I realized it was not. It helped me discover how I got to burnout, why I never felt confident in my decisions, and why I always felt I needed to prove my worth, which I did by always saying yes to things, even when I didn't want to do them. I learned that as a generator, I need to do things that light me up, and that by consistently saying yes to things that didn't light me up, I was really burning myself out for years and years before I had that breakdown. I had been so concerned my entire life about people liking me and how did I get them to like me. I said yes. It didn't matter if it made me miserable as long as they were happy, and I noticed that I should be good. But I never felt fulfilled when they were happy with my work or the gift that I had made them. That high was temporary, and I had to constantly find ways to make them happy. It was absolutely exhausting because then I was never happy. It was almost a year before I felt like myself again during my healing journey. I had the sense of her coming back to the surface. I felt like I was shedding slowly this heavy, dried, muddy cloak with cement boots. Every time I had a mezzanine journey, I would start to feel a little bit of lightening about a week later. In that time, I spent a lot of time healing and learning to set healthy boundaries. And these weren't walls, these were fences. Brain spotting, therapy, medicine journeys, and learning about my human design all played a huge part in my learning to set up fences instead of walls. And once I started my coach training almost a year to the day that I heard that voice, I felt stable and grounded and so excited about my journey ahead. And here we are, 3 years later, in a place that my 2022 self dreamed about. It almost makes me cry when I think about where I was 3 years ago and where I am now. I'm in a place that she could not have even imagined, which makes me so excited about my next adventures over the next 3 months and the next 3 years and beyond that, because I have no idea how things will go, but I trust that things will unfold in ways that I can't even imagine today. I know it will be bumpy, and I won't always love it, but I have to trust it. Because experience has taught me that trust is absolutely key, and I may not be energetically ready for that big future today, but I am preparing myself to do the work along the way so that when I get there, energetically, I am ready. I learned this from one of my teachers, Brianna Borton. She introduced me to this idea that we can't energetically accept abundance that we're not ready for. For example, think of all the people you've heard about that have won the lottery and then they make some big purchase or they open a restaurant and then a few years later, they're in the same place they were before they won the lottery. And that's because their body and their energetic system were not ready to accept that large amount of abundance. So one thing I have been working on with my coach is being energetically ready for this next phase. And it's working, and it's also a whole lot of work. It is so crazy to me how our minds can jump in so quickly and so easily and try to sabotage with, who do you think you are? And you think people will want to hear your crazy stuff? So then I bring us back to where we started, the burning the candle at both ends. I have healed from my burnout in 2022. But I can still be so lit up by my work as a coach and a human design guide that I need reminders to slow down so that I don't end up in a place that I was before. Excitement, stress, both good and bad, and a hyperreactive immune system, I can tell you, are not good friends. And no is no longer a word that I'm afraid to say. In fact, it feels sort of like my power word. Like I should have a Supergirl cape descend from the sky to show how strong that I can be every time I say no. So I want to ask you, how often do you say yes to make others happy? Do you experience that feeling that you want more, but you feel this closing or a tightening in your body when you think of that big thing? And notice that and see how it feels when you sit with that big thing and see if you can start to accept that into your energy. because that means that then you are able to move forward and accept those bigger things energetically and physically. So I leave you with this quote from Nicola Jane Hobbs. Instead of asking, have I worked hard enough to deserve rest? I've started asking, have I rested enough to do my most loving, meaningful work? End quote. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you would tap the plus sign or subscribe to follow the show so you don't miss what's coming next. And if you're feeling generous, please leave me a quick review, which helps other people find Unfolding. I would be so grateful. I'm just getting started with this podcast, and your support really means the world to me. And if there is someone you know in your life who would benefit from this conversation today, please share it with them. Thanks for being here. Thank you for joining me. Be well, and I will see you next time. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you would tap the plus sign or subscribe to follow the show so you don't miss what's coming next. And if you're feeling generous, leave me a quick review, which helps other people find Unfolding. I would be so grateful. I am just getting started with this podcast, and your support means the world to me. If there is someone in your life who you know would love these conversations, please share them with a friend or colleague. Thanks for being here. Take care. I'll see you next time.